Our next guest is Nikki Mossman. She is with the Energy and Environmental Research Center, and they have recently been named to the Prairie Business Magazine 50 Best Places to Work list for 2019. What a deal. How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. What are the requirements that are needed to be named to this prestigious 50 Best Places to Work honor?
Well, the 50 Best list is all employee nominated. The contest is in its fifth year, and this was actually the first time that EERC made the list. Prairie Business received over 1,400 nominations, so it was really an honor to be chosen for this list. The nomination forms seek input on employee benefits, workplace culture, employee morale, and other indicators. Among the many reasons that the EERC is a great place to work, there's a few initiatives that I think contributed to our being named to the list. One is our employee development program designed to help foster professional growth and lifelong learning for our staff. Another is our employee engagement program that offers activities in all dimensions of wellness and team building. And another is what we call our social cause committee, which chooses a local charity each year for our employees to contribute to and volunteer for in various ways. We have a lot of fun with our social causes through friendly competitions among employees, and we're just really fortunate to have such a diverse and motivated workforce whose interests lie, you know, not only in the work that we're doing here as the EERC, but in their community as well.
So the employees obviously play a part in the recognition as well. So it's a great place to work, but the employees make it a great place to work and participating in everything you just told us about, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's right. Very much so. You know, our expert scientists and engineers are regular guests on your show, but
they are.
We have a full team here that contributes to the challenges that we solve and the research we do. We have over 200 employees representing over 140 different disciplines, everything from accounting to contracts, communications, graphic design, editing, information technology, maintenance, welding, electricians, you name it. We also typically have around 25 student employees in all of our departments, and our people really are our greatest asset, and they're what make us sought after worldwide to solve those energy and environmental challenges in innovative ways. So this team really gives us the ability to approach all of the things that get brought to us from different angles.
That is great. Talk about the five core values that EERC has, and this might inspire some other workplaces as well. What is guided EERC and those core values that fosters the culture that you do have?
Sure. Our core values are to be safe, ethical, engaged, effective, and professional. And just like you said, they're at the heart of everything we do. Our employees put in the work to nominate the EERC for this 50 Best Award because they believe in what we do and carry it out every day through those five core values. You see it in everything from coordinating a fire drill, which we just had today, to providing clients with top service, to solving those critical energy and environmental challenges that you hear about on your show every week.
That's very interesting. And all of that obviously contributing to the culture, but also, you have goals as an organization. You want to get to where, you're going, where the leadership wants the place to go to, you know, achieve all this good work. And by having, those rules of the road, so to speak, it really helps everybody go in the right direction, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. So if someone's listening saying, hey, sounds like my place to work, I'd like to be there. I'd like to be part of that. How can folks find out more about what it's like to work at the EERC?
Sure. Last year, we put together a video that kind of illustrates how solving those big issues every day can be really fun and rewarding. We actually painted our employees as superheroes solving those real-world challenges. And the video can be seen on our website, undeerc.org, and it just shows how the work we're doing is really something that you can be proud of.
That's fantastic. So that website, one more time, is?
It's undeerc.org.
And some people might not know what the Energy and Environmental Research Center does. You mentioned earlier that a number of the experts there are regular guests here on the program talking to us about different projects that are happening, different initiatives. But I lived in Grand Forks for a lot of years before I realized all the game-changing things that are happening in that building just off the campus of the University of North Dakota you know, hundreds of miles away in the oil patch, which with that kind of technology, and hey, if we do this and we add that, this might happen, and it does mean you have an industry that is, you know, a juggernaut right now, and the number two oil-producing state in the entire country. That comes from R&D and research and things that the EERC is working on. But if somebody comes up to you and says, what do you do there? What do you tell them, Nikki?
Well, I think the easiest way to explain it is to say that we solve critical challenges, which is still, I know, kind of vague, but I think the easiest way to boil it down when you think about all of the different programs that we do here is that we find ways to make our energy use and energy production more cost-effective and more environmentally friendly.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good. Well, Nikki, thanks for the time today. Our best to everyone at EERC, and congrats on the honor from the Prairie Business Magazine, 50 Best Places to Work for 2019.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much. Our friends at EERC today on the program.